Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. I hope you'll get your Bible when you hear that school bell. And today you'll want to turn to 1 Samuel chapter 14. We're going to begin reading 1 Samuel chapter 14 and verse 31. We're doing this so that we might read what the Bible says about the reign of Saul. In our last reading, Saul had gathered to him about 600 men, and the Philistines were marching out in three bands to spoil the Israelites, and the Israelites were very scared. Many of them were hiding in cliffs and under ledges and hiding in caves and trying to avoid the Philistines. The Philistines had disarmed Israel. They had gone through and taken their swords and left them only with their farming implements. And there was not a sword found in all Israel except in the hand of Jonathan, the king's son, and Saul. But then Jonathan and his armor-bearer, without Saul's knowledge, went forth unto the Philistines and found 20 of them on a rise and told his armor-bearer, "You come up after me. Jehovah hath delivered them into our hand." And so Jonathan and his armor-bearer, 2 against 20, attacked the Philistines and slew them there. And the Philistines fled. And as the children of Israel saw that the Philistines were fleeing, they rose up against the Philistines, and more of the Philistines fled. And the people were coming out of their hiding and joining in this army that Saul had gathered together, and they were chasing after the Philistines. But Saul had made a foolish oath that no one should eat anything that day. Jonathan, not hearing that oath, had dipped the end of his rod in a honeycomb and tasted the honey and was refreshed. But the people were famished, and they became so hungry that they started slaying the animals that the Philistines had taken from them, and they started slaying them and eating them on the ground with their blood. And Saul put a stop to this and said, "Don't sin against Jehovah, for it was against the law to eat the blood." He said, "Bring them here." And so that's what we're going to begin reading at 1 Samuel chapter 14 and verse 31, and we'll see how this comes out. We're doing a study of the reign of Saul. Before I make this reading, I need to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have a Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., Sunday worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And so with that clarification, we now turn to 1 Samuel chapter 14 and verse 31. "And they smote of the Philistines that day from Mishmash to Ajalon. And the people were very faint. And the people flew upon the spoil and took sheep and oxen and calves and slew them on the ground. And the people did eat with them the blood. And they told Saul, saying, 'Behold, the people sin against Jehovah in that they eat with the blood.' And he said, 'Ye have dealt treacherously. Roll a great stone unto me this day.' And Saul said, 'Disperse yourselves among the people, and say unto them, Bring me hither every man his ox, and every man his sheep, and slay them here, and eat, and sin not against Jehovah in eating with the blood.' And all the people brought every man his ox with him, and that night, and slew them there. And Saul built an altar unto Jehovah. The same was the first altar that he built unto Jehovah." 1 Samuel 14 and verse 36. "And Saul said, 'Let us go down after the Philistines by night and take spoil among them until the morning light, and let us not leave a man of them.' And they said, 'Do whatsoever seemeth good unto thee.' Then said the priests, let us draw near hither unto God. And Saul asked counsel of God, Shall I go down after the Philistines? Wilt thou deliver them into the hand of Israel? But he answered him not that day. And Saul said, Draw nigh hither, all ye chiefs of the people, and know and see wherein this sin hath been this day. For as Jehovah liveth, who saveth Israel, though it be in Jonathan my son, he shall surely die. But there was not a man among all the people that answered him. Then said he unto all Israel, Be ye on one side, and I and Jonathan my son will be on the other. And the people said unto Saul, Do what seemeth good unto thee. Therefore Saul said unto Jehovah, the God of Israel, Show the right. And Jonathan and Saul were taken by lot, but the people escaped. And Saul said, Cast lots between me and Jonathan my son. And Jonathan was taken. 1 Samuel 14 and verse 43. Then said Saul to Jonathan, Tell me what thou hast done. And Jonathan told him and said, I did certainly taste a little honey with the end of my rod that was in my hand. And lo, I must die. And Saul said, God do so and more also, for thou shalt surely die, Jonathan. And the people said unto Saul, Shall Jonathan die, who hath wrought this great salvation in Israel? Far from it. As Jehovah liveth, there shall not one hair of his head fall to the ground, for he hath wrought with God this day. So the people rescued Jonathan, that he died not. Then Saul went up from following the Philistines, and the Philistines went to their own place. 1 Samuel 14 and verse 47. Now when Saul had taken the kingdom over Israel, he fought against all his enemies on every side, against Moab, and against the children of Ammon, and against Edom, and against the kings of Zobah, and against the Philistines. And whithersoever he turned himself, he put them to the worse. And he did valiantly, and smote the Amalekites, and delivered Israel out of the hands of them that despoiled them. 1 Samuel chapter 14, 49. Now the sons of Saul were Jonathan, and Ishvi, and Malchishua, and the name of his two daughters were these. The name of the firstborn, Merab, and the name of the younger, Michal. And the name of Saul's wife was Ahinoam, the daughter of Ahimaaz. And the name of the captain of the host was Abner, the son of Ner, Saul's uncle. And Kish was the father of Saul, and Ner, the father of Abner, was the son of Abiel. 1 Samuel 14, 52. And there was sore war against the Philistines all the days of Saul. And when Saul saw any mighty man or any valiant man, he took him unto him. 1 Samuel chapter 15. And Samuel said unto Saul, Jehovah sent me to anoint thee king over this people, over Israel. Now therefore, hearken thou to the voice of the words of Jehovah. Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, I have marked that which Amalek did to Israel, how he set himself against him in the way, and when he came out of Egypt. Now go and smite Amalek, and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not. But slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and camel and ass. 1 Samuel 15 and verse 4. And Saul summoned the people and numbered them in Telaim, 200,000 footmen and 10,000 men of Judah. And Saul came to the city of Amalek and laid wait in the valley. And Saul said unto the Kenites, Go. Depart, get you down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For you showed kindness unto the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt. So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. And Saul smote the Amalekites from Havilah, as thou goest to Shur, that is before Egypt. And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive, and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag, and the best of the sheep, and of the oxen, and of the fatlings, and the lambs, and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them. But everything that was vile and refuse, that they destroyed utterly. 1 Samuel 15 and verse 10. Then came the word of Jehovah unto Samuel, saying, It repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he is turned back from following me, and hath not performed my commandments. And Samuel was wroth, and he cried unto Jehovah all night. And Samuel rose up early to meet Saul in the morning, and it was told Samuel, saying, Saul cometh to Carmel, and behold, he hath set him up a monument, and turned, and passed on, and went down to Gilgal. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, Blessed be thou of Jehovah, I have performed the commandment of Jehovah. And Samuel said, What meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in mine ears, and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? And Saul said, They have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and the oxen to sacrifice unto Jehovah thy God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. Then Samuel said unto Saul, Stay, and I will tell thee what Jehovah hath said to me this night. And he said unto him, Say on. 1 Samuel 15:17. And Samuel said, Though thou wast little in thine own sight, wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And Jehovah anointed thee king over Israel. And Jehovah sent thee on a journey and said, Go utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of Jehovah, but despy upon the spoil? Ye did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah. And Samuel said unto Saul, Yea, I have obeyed the voice of Jehovah, and have gone the way which Jehovah sent me, and have brought Agag, king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the devoted things, to sacrifice unto Jehovah thy God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, Hath Jehovah as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of Jehovah? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as idolatry and teraphim. Because thou hast rejected the word of Jehovah, he hath also rejected thee from being king. Samuel said unto Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of Jehovah and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Now therefore, pray thee, pardon my sin, and turn again with me, that I may worship Jehovah. And Samuel said unto Saul, I will not return with thee, for thou hast rejected the word of Jehovah, and Jehovah has rejected thee from being king over Israel. And Samuel turned about to go away. Saul laid hold on the skirt of his robe, and it rent. And Samuel said unto him, Jehovah hath rent the kingdom of Israel from thee this day, and hath given it to a neighbor of thine that is better than thou. And also the strength of Israel will not lie nor repent, for he is not a man that he should repent. Then said he, I have sinned. Yet honor me now, I pray thee, before the elders of my people and before Israel, and turn thou with me, that I may worship Jehovah thy God. So Samuel turned again after Saul, and Saul worshipped Jehovah. We're going to complete this reading in the next class. How important it is that we obey what Jehovah saith.